If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
Houston receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Hoping for a big swing here from Yiner. In the air, center field, playable. Kyle Isbell puts it away, and the Royals have won the first game of this series by the score of 7-5.
All right, so there you go. Not a great night last night for Houston sports, but here we are to break it all down for you on a Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good to be with you. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, we heard the Rockets finishing 10th in the lottery last night, and the Astros fell behind 7-0, scraped together their usual softball game style runs with ground outs and sack flies and balls getting skipped past first base and things like that. 7-5, the final
this
score.
This is how they would do us, though, isn't it? They scored 5 runs last night. We've spent the first part of the season just hoping and wishing that they would. Could you just score more than 3 runs in a game or 3? And then you'll win a lot of these games because the pitching is so good. And now you sit here, and Spencer Arrighetti's arm is still in a cast. Wisniewski, who the hell knows what's going to happen with him?
Well, it's his hand. Lance, to be clear, it's his hand. Remember, he got hit.
Yeah.
He broke a thumb. So
Lance
yeah.
McCullers, right? But so the cast goes all the way up the arm.
Just make sure people
Lance
know.
Lance McCullers is currently dodging psychos on the internet as well as struggling with his own control. And now we're wondering whether it's going to be Colton Gordon tonight for the Astros.
Yeah.
In his first major league appearance.
Is it tonight? I thought Framber was tonight.
Is it definitely Framber tonight?
I thought it was Framber tonight. Because Framber hasn't pitched since before the off day last week. It's been... It was Wednesday last week when Framber pitched. I thought they said on the broadcast. I may be wrong.
No, well, Matt Kawahara this morning said that they haven't announced the starter for yet.
It says Framber on the Yahoo app right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wait, is today the 13th?
Today's the 13th, yeah.
Yeah, so Kawahara in his article says that it's not certain who's going to start tonight.
Okay, well, that would be weird if they were jerking around with a Framber start like that, but that's, but whatever. We will
get... they're in this 17-game stretch, and they got to try to manage and figure out exactly.
I know.
There's moving parts here.
It sucks. It does. And they're in the very beginning of it still. So we'll get our Colton Gordon at some point, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or whatever the case.
Well, because it's going to, if they go to a 6-man rotation, you know, that's why Framber is one day later. So
yeah.
It's not good. It's not good.
No.
They're getting people on the base path, Sean. You wanted watchable baseball.
Okay, this is watchable baseball for you because people
it's
are
watchable.
On the base paths is watchable for you.
Yes, yes. Okay. And the Astros get players on base, and then they do nothing with them.
Dude,
they're one of the worst teams in the league with runners on base.
I'm looking at I'm looking at the email that we get from Chris Santiago, who produces Area 45, and Chris is a godsend on stuff like this because we come in the morning, and there's all the Joe Espada clips. There's all the highlights from the game. It's all right there. Chris, if you're up and you're listening, thank you very much for that. But I look at the highlight email, and like a game like last night, and the highlights for the Royals are all like Bobby Witt laces a triple into the gap, you know, home run by Massey. Like they hit for the cycle as a team in the second inning against Ryan Gusto last night. They had a home run, a triple, a double, and a single in the second inning against Gusto last night. And then I'm looking at the Astros highlights. Cam Smith, RBI grounder. Jeremy Peña, sacrifice fly, and a sack fly, and it was a pop-up off the end of the bat that, you know, granted, it was exciting. There's a play at the plate, I guess. It's just, dude, they're, like, yes, they scored five runs. Like, even when they score five runs, I feel like I'm watching a beer league softball game. Like, it's all errors and ground balls.
Sean, you know what? This is, you know, back in the day, when guys like Harry Houdini were all the rage, the audiences had a larger attention span, mostly because they had no other options, and they had gone to this theater. So Harry Houdini would be on stage, and he would go into a tank, and then a curtain would be pulled. And how's he going to get out of this water tank? And they would sit there for 10 minutes in breathless anticipation. Yeah. Surely he's drowned by now.
Right.
That's how I am when the Astros have the bases loaded. The Astros, it's like, okay, how many games and how many times can I see the Astros load the bases without hitting a grand slam? It turns out,
or a base hit.
They are better at base hit. Right. What? Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. Forget the grand slam. The Astros have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball with the bases loaded. They're five for 40 with the bases loaded.
Are you okay,
and Sean? Sean.
Yeah.
It's the breathless anticipation of just waiting for it to happen. It's showmanship, is what it is.
What is do you have just their numbers for hitting with the bases loaded, or
yes?
No, just theirs, or do you have the rankings there by any chance?
Like, it's just theirs, okay. Because I'm reading Brian McTaggart's tweet from 9 hours ago.
Okay, got you. That has to be by far the worst. Like
by far the worst.
Because if you ever look, like, individual hitters with the bases loaded, like their numbers are always better than what their typically are better than what their, you know, career numbers are, or season numbers, because it's easier. Yeah. It's easier to hit with the bases loaded. The pitcher has a lot more on his plate with the bases loaded than he does with the bases empty. And I'm just like, 125 is, it's got to be like that. That's got to be like not even close. Like, I say that we live in a universe that the Colorado Rockies and Chicago White Sox exist.
I know.
In, so.
As far as, I'm not going to pay for this on StatMuse. I'd have to pay to see all the way to the bottom, but The Mariners are 25th at 242.
Yeah, see,
so they're half as good as the 25th ranked team,
right?
In batting average with the bases.
That's
loaded.
What I'm saying. Like, that's got to be that's 125 has got to be by far the worst.
As you know, I have grown more distrustful of Google than ever when I try to Google this stuff.
I got
now
you.
They give you the little AI overview.
Yeah,
I was running a search this morning on Lakin Tomlinson, the Texans' free agency acquisition at left guard.
Oh yeah,
and AI was kind enough to sum it all up for me by explaining that, no, he's already had a productive season as an offensive lineman for the Houston Texans. So apparently Lakin Tomlinson started 17 games and allowed only one sack last year,
really?
According to AI, for the Texans. And, which, by the way, isn't true for where he actually played. He allowed, like, six sacks last year.
Yeah.
But also, this is where you should feel really good about it. According to AI, Lakin Tomlinson was part of the fourth best passing team in the league, where they threw for 103.1 yards per game.
Okay. Where is it getting this?
I don't know. It's so bad.
Oh my God.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I took my first 15-minute AI lesson last night.
Did you sign up for a course?
Yeah, well, I signed up for the 15 minutes a day for the next 28 days. The 28-day AI challenge. I signed up for it.
Oh, that's good.
Paid $19.99 for the app. But
you're paying just a little bit more than a dollar a lesson. Not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well,
for how many days?
It's 28 days. Yesterday.
Oh no! Oh, so
one.
Less than a dollar a lesson.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I started in last night, and they did a little primer on ChatGPT and the importance of prompting. You know, the importance of kind of making sure that you're framing the questions in a way where you're going to get the best information back. Did it like 10-15 minutes while laying in bed last night. That's going to be my routine, man.
Did it give any warnings about how bad it is at sports?
No, I already got that warning from you.
it's just awful at sports. Yeah. It's almost like, you know how Trivial Pursuit used to sneak in some intentionally incorrect answers? It was their way of trying to catch people who were stealing the game or intellectual property or whatever. So they would sneak in some intentionally incorrect questions
and answers.
I feel like that's what ChatGPT is doing to sports talk radio hosts.
They are.
They're like, we'll get one of these fools to say that Lakin Tomlinson already played a full season for the Texans.
Oh, and then the audience will know that they're just relying on AI for all their stuff.
Only the sharpest sports radio hosts can catch glitches like this.
Yeah. Like a guy being on the wrong team.
Or that 100 yards per game passing would not make you the fourth best passing team in the league.
It's just a space-age offense with 104 yards passing per game.
JJ McCarthy offense.
By the way, you and I were talking about this before the show, but I'll bring it on the show here. Tomorrow is the schedule release tomorrow night, and I can't wait for that. It's one of my favorite days of the year. They laid out, the NFL started leaking games yesterday intentionally. Mm-hmm. This isn't some rogue employee putting the games out there. The entire international schedule is now in place. And no Texans game, so the Texans will not be traveling internationally this year, but it's just a matter of time. There's seven international games. If you're a Minnesota Vikings fan, would you make this trip? They play the Steelers in Dublin in week 4, and then I'm guessing staying over there and playing the Browns in London in week 5. As a player, Seth, so there's two things going on here. As a player and as a fan, that would be amazing. You go to Ireland for a game, you stay over there, do whatever. Go to Scotland, play some golf, go to a game in London the next week, whatever the case may be. As a player, would you have liked doing a trip where you play in Dublin on one Sunday and then you stay over there? I mean, you're probably the belle of the ball all week over there. You know, you're doing all kinds of stuff, with the local.
Yeah, I know. You know, coaches, though, they're going to want to try to limit that as much as possible. You don't want to be over there taking a grand tour of Ireland and all its pubs before you.
Kevin O'Connell seems like a fun guy.
Yeah.
He might.
Well,
like
yeah, he's O'Connell.
Yeah.
He's gonna be one of the annoying Irish Americans that goes over there and expects a hero's welcome. Like, hey,
yeah,
my ancestors abandoned you long ago when things were really tough.
Yeah.
But I'm back. All hail.
KOC.
All hail the conquering American.
All hail the O'Connell. Yeah.
Yes.
You seem like you would not like that as a player being over there for a week.
I don't think I'd like it just because you're so far whacked out of your routine, and that you're just, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a long time to be overseas. Sean, I don't know if you've noticed this before. I'm sure when you go to a foreign country, even if it's pretty Americanized, that there's just, after a while, there's a little bit of fatigue of everything being different every step along the way.
Oh, yeah.
I get like this when I go to Canada. I could be in Canada for 3 or 4 days, and by the third or fourth day, I'm kind of like, it's just everything's a little, it's like the Twilight Zone. It's almost more stressful when it's similar to your culture, because then you really notice, like, you keep getting confronted with these moments, like, oh, yeah, that's right, yeah, I got to do this differently. Yeah. So, I don't think I'd like it.
Wouldn't
as I'm trying
you.
To work.
Yeah.
The problem is when you're on a work vacation, you forget about the fact that, oh, wait, yeah, my actual job takes quite a bit of energy.
Right.
And you've got all these grand plans of, oh, yeah, we're going to go tour this. Oh, and then we're going to go see Big Ben. Oh, and then we got to go see the Palace Guards, all that. And you forget, oh, wait, no, but I've got my actual job, which is kind of draining even when I'm in a comfortable
yeah, football?
Environment.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. All right, we're off and running on a Tuesday. Yeah, schedule release is tomorrow night. We'll have you covered for that. I would imagine all over our social media tomorrow. All right, the lottery was last night. The lottery played out about as bad as it possibly could if you're a Houston Rockets fan last night. There was only one saving grace in the entire thing. We will tell you what that was coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.